You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. And Dakota State Trojans getting set for basketball. Let's take a look at the starters before we take a closer look at the two teams. Starters for Dakota State, they're 1-0 this year with a win over Mount Marty to their credit. They will start Brendan Boomsma, 5'9 sophomore from Crooks, South Dakota, averaging 13 points per contest. Number 15 is Kyle Gore, a 6'7 junior from Adrian, Minnesota, averaging 17 points per game. Ian Bars is a 6'4 sophomore from Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging 15 points per contest. Tanner Heiser is a 6-foot junior from Watertown, South Dakota, averaging 10 points per contest. And Derek Meger is a 6'6 senior from Duluth, Minnesota, averaging 12 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 5, Brian Sumner. Sumner is a 6'2 junior from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 10.3 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 16.4 points per contest. He averaged 16.4 points per game last year. Austin Beikirk is a 6'7 freshman from Jenison, Michigan. And obviously as a freshman, we don't have any statistics for him in terms of collegiate play. He was an All-Stater out of Michigan. Dalton Franken is a 6'4 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 15.8 points per contest. And Leighton Sampson is a 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota. He averaged 11.2 points per game last season. Dalton Franken, this will be his first play since the 2014 national tournament. At the end of his freshman year, as he missed all of last year with an injury. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Kevin Holstein with our national anthem as we get set for basketball. We'll be going through the starting lineups here shortly. Our public address announcer, Mark Christians, taking care of those chores this evening. Dakota State opened their season with a 105-63 win over Mount Marty on October 28th. Gary Garner's team was 17-13 last year, qualified for the NAI National Tournament, where they lost by a point in the opening round to the College of Idaho. Trojans averaged 72.8 points per game with 70.1 points per contest allowed on defense. Returners from last year's team include Ian Bars, who scored 8.6 points per game and knocked down 35.5% of his field goal attempts. Derek Meger scored 10 points per game with a 5.1 rebounding average and is back this season, while a total of 5 players with at least 27 games played last year returned for the 2015-16 Dakota State team. The Dort men were 18-13 last year, 9-11 in the GPAC. The Defenders are playing in the men's basketball season opener tonight. Dort College averaged 86.1 points per game, allowed 81.1. Dort made 48.2% of its field goals, but allowed 47.2% success for opponents. Teams made 41.4% of their three-point shots, but the Defenders held a 38.6 to 31.4 rebounding advantage. Nathan Rendles returns after converting 16.4 points per game with 5 rebounds. Leighton Sampson's freshman campaign included 11.2 points per game, and he made 54.5% of his field goal attempts. Brian Sumner scored 10.3 points per game. Alex Terpstra had 9.5 points per game last season. Taylor Feenstra, Andrew O'Donnell, and Patrick Nabla all returned after all played in at least 30 games last year. Dort College and Dakota State played last year in Madison. Nathan Rendles had 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists when Dort College came from behind to defeat the Trojans. Tyler Walterstorff added 15 points and 7 rebounds. Andrew O'Donnell came off of the bench to score 12, and Brian Sumner converted 4 three-point shots for 12 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are just about set for basketball. Dort College in their home whites, Dakota State in their road blues. We are set for basketball. Opening tap controlled by Dakota State and the Trojans. Dort College with on the defense. Dakota State with it, goes right side over to Mager. Mager with the basketball, gives it up to Ian Barse. Barse to Boomsma. Boomsma comes back right side to Barse. Barse with the basketball. Barse back over to Boomsma. Change in men's basketball, 30-second shot clock this year. Also no 5 seconds call on the closely guarded play. Rebound tap controlled by Dakota State off of the missed shot. And the putback for Kyle Kilgore. Kilgore with the two-point bucket, and Dort College trails 2-0. With it right side, it comes over to Nathan Rendles. Rendles down to the baseline, puts up the spin move, good. 2-2 our score, our contest tied, our first tie of the game, coming at the 19-15 mark. Dakota State basketball driving the lane. They pass it off. Shot is up. Good. Count the hoop, and we've got a foul call. Derek Mager with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 4-2 pending a free throw. 4-2 our score. Dakota State with the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play from Derek Mager. So Mager's free throw is up, and that's off. No good. Rebound taken away by Leighton Sampson. Sampson clears it. Off it goes to Nathan Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles to Austin Biker. Biker on the wing. Comes back out front. Franken. Dalton gives it off right side over to Rendles. Rendles back to Franken. Franken to Rendles. Rendles puts up the floater from 10. Too strong. No good. Rebound fought for and cleared by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. Bringing it up is Kyle Kilgore. Kilgore coming off a 17-point performance against Mount Marty, in which he came off of the bench. Poked away from Bikerk on the post-entry pass. Right side it goes Franken. Franken, 17-footer. Good right wing. Dalton Franken with the two-point bucket. We're tied 4-4, 18-20 remaining first half. With it on the right side, Dakota State and Mager. Mager passes right wing. This is Boomsma, I believe. Boomsma down to the baseline. Boomsma, floater with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Biker. Biker head to Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles with it on the right wing. Nathan shakes left, goes right. Spinner in the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound Sampson. Leighton head fake, shot good. Leighton Sampson with the offensive rebound and the putback, and the Dort College defenders lead 6-4. Brendan Boomsma brings it up the floor. Boomsma gets the return pass in the left corner beyond the three-point line. They come back over to Mager, and Mager is fouled on the play by Austin Biker. Biker whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number two on the defenders. So you got one on Franken and one on Biker. Biker checks out. Andrew O'Donnell checks in. Dort College going with a little smaller lineup now. Boomsma to throw it in. Now Boomsma gets the pass instead. Beg your pardon. That was Tanner Heiser who threw it in. Heiser with it on the wing. Guarded there by O'Donnell. They give it up to Barse. Barse will spot up. Three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken ahead of the pack. It goes Sumner. Sumner on the left wing. They stop him. Comes back over to Franken. Franken floater. Shot no good. Rebound long, taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State up and running with it. Dakota State gets the bucket on the other end. That's Kyle Kilgore. Kilgore with 4 points. And we're deadlocked at 6-6. 16:59 remaining. Franken will put up the 15-footer from the free throw line. No good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. Trojans have it. Heiser. Heiser with it. Heiser to Bars. Bars back to Heiser. Heiser. This is Megger. Back over to Heiser. Heiser three. Too strong. No good. And a foul called. A push called on Kilgore on the rebound. And the North College defenders and Dakota State Trojans tied up 6-6. 6-6 our score. Checking into the ballgame. Fort Ord College is Grant Harkness. Harkness, a freshman out of Colorado. We'll reset the lineup for you. Alec Henriksen also in the game for the defenders. Another freshman. He's from Spirit Lake. Left side it goes Henriksen. Henriksen out front, Sumner. Sumner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Taylor Feenstra in the game for Dort College as well. They go high post to Harkness. Harkness, Feenstra. Feenstra, 15-footer, no good. Brian Sumner put back, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's taken away by Dakota State. Coming up with the basketball is Dakota State and Meager. Meager with a 2-point bucket. He's got 4. And the Dort College defenders trail 8-6. Pass down low to Feenstra. Feenstra, they double down as he dribbles it. Now Harkness. Harkness down to the baseline. Back to Feenstra, and Feenstra is going to be called for a charge. Taylor Feenstra whistled for a charging foul. So an offensive foul called on Feenstra, and with 15:49 remaining, Dakota State has the basketball. That's 15:49 left to go in the half. Dakota State leads by 2 with the basketball. They inbound to Brendan Boomsma. Boomsma to Heiser. Heiser with it. Now Boomsma. Boomsma guarded by O'Donnell. This is Bars. Bars at the free throw line. His 15-footer whispers through. Ian Bars with a 2-point bucket. And Dakota State has opened up a 10-6 lead. O'Donnell will drive in. Dumps it off for Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State up and running. Dakota State comes back out to Meager. Meager shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. And with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell left side to Henriksen. Henriksen will spot up. Quick three, no good. And the rebound controlled by Boomsma. Boomsma got the outlet pass, actually. And Dakota State now leading by 4. Has the basketball. Boomsma. Pass back out front to Heiser. Heiser gets the return pass, puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. Harkness to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner in traffic, kicks it out. Henriksen, three ball, missed it, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State basketball. Dakota State has it at the top of the key. Boomsma. Boomsma, he'll spot up, fire a three, and it's good. Brendan Boomsma with the 3-point bucket, and Dort College trails 13-6. 14:15 left to go. First half. Sumner, baseline jumper, good. Brian Sumner with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 13-8. 13-8 the score. Dakota State with it on the left side. They lob it over the top. And with the 2-point bucket, it's Kyle Kilgore. Kilgore with 6. Dakota State leads 15-8. Henriksen to Harkness. Harkness to Feenstra. Feenstra hook shot in the lane with the right hand. Good. 15-10. Dakota State leading. 13:30 remaining. Fast paced. First 6.5 minutes. Haven't had many stoppages. Boomsma will drive in, and we've got a foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Henriksen, I believe. So Dort College whistled for the personal. That's going to be on Henriksen, and that is Alec Henriksen's first foul. Team foul number 4 already on the defenders. Dakota State inbounding the basketball. And the Trojans, Brandon Boomsma with it. Boomsma goes over to Barce. Barce with it on the wing. Barce will drive down to the baseline, working against Rendles. Puts up the floater, no good. Rebound fought for. And now a foul called over the top. That's going to be on number 50 for Dakota State. And a player I didn't anticipate seeing, Justin Folkers, a 6'9 freshman from Mission, South Dakota. So Justin Folkers whistled for the personal, his first. And the defenders trailing 15-10, 13 minutes remaining in the first half. Dort College down five. Franken into traffic, gets it away to Bikerk. Bikerk layup too strong, no good. Everything but the finish, and here comes Dakota State. Trojans up the floor with the basketball. This is Hofer. Adam Hofer at the top of the key. Hofer with it on the wing. Hofer gets it away. Boomsma. Boomsma on the left wing. Boomsma back over to Hofer. Hofer at the free throw line. Spins into the lane in traffic. Shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Bikerk. Here comes Dort College. Up the floor with it are the defenders. Into the corner. O'Donnell. Three ball. Missed it. No good. Dort College can't buy a bucket right now. Dort College trailing 15-10. Here come the Trojans. Trojan basketball, Boomsma. Boomsma goes right side over to Barce. Barce, left side. This is Hofer. Hofer at the top of the key, back over to Boomsma. Boomsma to Barce. Barce at the top of the key, and now Bikerk's going to be called for a hand check. And Austin Bikerk has just picked up his second personal foul. Grant Harkness will check into the contest for the defenders. Bikerk will check out. So Harkness is back in. Dakota State with a basketball, fresh 30 to work with. And a charging foul called. Offensive foul called on Hofer on the baseline as he drove in against O'Donnell. O'Donnell didn't give him any room to work. And O'Donnell draws the offensive foul against Hofer. Team foul number three on Dakota State. Dort College still trailing 15-10. Defenders have had their chances, but unable to capitalize so far. Some open shots that haven't dropped. Rendles at the top of the key. He's going to put up a three, top of the key, swish. Nathan Rendles with 5 points, and the defenders trail 15-13. 15-13, our score. Dakota State basketball on the left wing. Trojans have it. This is Hofer. Hofer at the top of the key. Hofer comes back over to Tanner Heiser. Heiser in traffic, and he gets bailed out. Heiser got fouled on the play by Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell's first. And Heiser got he got rewarded for just going into the lane hard. First free throw is on the way, is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Heiser. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Dort College gathers in the rebound. 16-13 our score as Heiser makes one of two free throws. Dakota State now 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. Left side pass, it goes down low to Sampson. Sampson in traffic, his jump hook no good. Rebound taken down by Rendles. Rendles puts it up in traffic, no good. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, shot good. Nathan Rendles with 7 points. Dort College trails 16-15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And now a travel on the other end called against Dakota State. So Dort College gets the basketball back. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College basketball. Pass comes out front, Harkness. Harkness gives it up left side, Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Franken right side. Dort College shooting for a lead here. Pass goes high post. Harkness. Harkness back over to Rindles. Rindles three too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson's going to take it strong into the lane. His shot no good, and he's fouled on the play. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Now, last year, Leighton was a 68% free throw shooter. And the Dort College defenders will send Alec Henriksen into the ballgame in just a moment. First free throw by Leighton is high off the back iron, no good. Another free throw on the way. Grant Harkness will check out of the ballgame. Henriksen checks in. So Dort College will go with a dramatically different looking team when you've got Harkness checking out. Sampson unable to convert either free throw. And now the Dort College defenders need another stop. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles up the floor. And Rindles goes coast to coast for the two-point bucket. And Dort College retakes the lead at 17-16. Four unanswered by the defenders. Down to the baseline, Dakota State. Shot in traffic, no good. Rebound cleared by Dalton Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton at the top of the key. He's going to try and get around his man. Shot off the glass, no good. Now foul called on Nathan Rindles. That'll be his first with 9:35 remaining in the first quarter. Or pardon me, first half. Team foul number 7 on the defenders, so it's bonus time now for Dakota State. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Free throws, a one-and-one opportunity here for Heiser. Free throw is up. Left it short, but it drops through, so he gets the roll. Another one on the way. 17-17 our score. So he earns the second one, and that one whispers through, no problem. And Dakota State regains the lead at 18-17. 9:30 and counting, first half. With it into the front court is Rindles. Rindles to Henriksen. Henriksen goes left side, Alex Terpstra. Terpstra dumps it down low for Feenstra. They don't double team him. Instead, they go to Rindles. Rindles, Feenstra reverses Henriksen. Henriksen down to the baseline. His shot no good, and Alec will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Henriksen fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College, down a point. Alec Henriksen, freshman, to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw for Henriksen. Nice size crowd on hand for tonight's contest. Bleachers across from me. Almost filled to capacity. Second free throw by Henriksen is up and good. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 19-18. 9:10 left to play. 19-18, Dort College by a point. The pace has slowed somewhat. Pass comes out front. This is Heiser. Heiser. They come back into the right corner. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra drops it off for Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Nathan to Brian Sumner. Sumner, 15-footer, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Kilgore. Kilgore, left side. Kilgore gives it up to Heiser. Heiser is fouled on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a one-and-one. Foul's going to go on number 13, Alex Terpstra, his first. And team foul number 8 on the defenders. Dakota State still with one timeout. I should say one foul to give. First free throw is up and good for Heiser. He's 4 for 5 now. All of his points coming from the free throw line. Another one on the way. This one's up and good. So Heiser makes makes both free throws and gives Dakota State a lead at 20-19. 20-19 our score, North College. Down by one. Austin Beichert, the only player for North College with three fouls. Pass goes left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner goes right side over to Rendles. Rendles with it on the wing. Nathan with the basketball. Nathan to Terpstra. Terpstra fouled and reach in, called against Tanner Heiser. Heiser whistled for the personal. It's his first. Team foul number six on Dakota State. Next foul will send Dort College to the bonus. Inbounding the basketball will be Rendles. Rendles to Feenstra. Feenstra double team, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Bars for Dakota State. Comes back over to Heiser. Heiser with it on the right wing. Heiser still has his dribble. He passes left side to Adam Hofer. Hofer to Bars. Bars shot good. He and Bars with 4 points. And Dort College trails 22-19. Player shaken up. Looks like Kyle Kilgore has a cut under his left eye. Leighton Sampson and Andrew O'Donnell will check in for the defenders along with Dalton Franken. So your players on the floor for Dort College now are Sampson, Franken, O'Donnell, Sumner, and Henriksen. Boomsma, Hofer, Heiser, Bars, and Folkers on the floor for Dakota State. Lob pass goes down low, Sampson. Sampson with the left hand, too strong off the heel, no good. Falls down on the floor, picked up by O'Donnell. O'Donnell layup good. Andrew O'Donnell picking up the garbage. Dort College trails 22-21. Our score. Dakota State basketball. Trojans have it on the wing. This is Dakota State in the offensive end. Pass goes left side over to Hofer. Hofer underneath to Folkers. Folkers, two-point bucket, good. 24-21 the score. Dort College down three. Defenders have not shot it well yet. Pass goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Franken. Franken for the basketball. Franken to Sumner. Sumner dumps it down low. Sampson. Sampson underneath against Folkers. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Folkers whistled for his second personal. Sampson to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Our score. Sumner will check out of the ball game. Checking back in for Dort College is Harkness. Free throw by Sampson is up and good. Sampson completes the three-point play, and we're tied up 24-all, 6:58 remaining in the half. 24-24 our score. Dort College has trailed by as many as seven. They led briefly at 17-16 and 19-18. Underneath it goes for Folkers. Folkers loses it on the way up. Last touch, they say, by the defenders. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Leading scorer for Dort College so far, Nathan Rendles with 9. For Dakota State, Kyle Kilgore has 6. They get it into Boomsma, and an illegal screen called against Folkers, I believe, and that's going to be number 3 on him. So Folkers whistled for his third personal here in the first half. He has not gotten many minutes. He checks out of the ballgame with 3 personal fouls. O'Donnell will run point for Dort College right now with Rendles on the bench, catching a break. O'Donnell down to the baseline, doesn't have the angle, puts it up, and gets it inside the backboard for the two-point bucket on the runner, and the defenders lead 26-24. Boomsma with the basketball. Boomsma passes out front to Hofer. Hofer, left side. Meager shot, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. It's taken away by Meager. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell up the floor. Reverses back outside to Henriksen, and Dort College just a little out of control on that. Take care of the basketball here, boys. Possessions are important. Dort College, you just feel a little bit tension right now. Got to relax. Let it happen. 6:03 remaining, first half. Dort College leading by 2. Dakota State basketball. Boomsma. Boomsma on the right wing. Boomsma passes back over to Heiser. And we've got a hand check called on Henriksen. Alec is called for his second. So Henriksen will check out of the ballgame, I believe, here. Rindles will check in. And Hofer to shoot two free throws. 26-24 our score. And this is actually a 1-1, beg your pardon. So a 1-1, misinterpreted that signal. 1-1, he misses the front end. Or College with a chance to build on the lead. Franken goes right side over to Rindles. Rindles puts it on the floor, double teamed. Gets it away to Sampson. Sampson in traffic, and he's stripped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. I'd like to welcome in the 300 or so viewers on our web stream. Glad to have you along with me on our first basketball web stream of the season. Grant Harkness, jump hook in the lane. Good. His first bucket as a defender, and the Dort College defenders lead 28-24. Nice nifty little move by the right-handed post player as he spun into the lane with a jump hook. Let's see how he does guarding Bars. Bars pretty silky smooth. That might be a difficult matchup. He misses the three, does Bars. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell with it, doesn't have the numbers. O'Donnell down into the corner, back out front, Rindles. Dort College gets spacing. Rindles, top of the key, three, no good. Rebound O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, back over to Franken. Franken will let fly with a long two, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Boomsma. 4:55 left to go in the half. Dakota State, Boomsma. Boomsma at the top of the key. Bars. Bars thinks about the three. Decides against it. Comes back over to Meager. Meager with it. Meager. Back to Bars. Bars, right side, Boomsma. Boomsma down to the baseline. Lost it. Taken away by O'Donnell. Doesn't have the numbers. O'Donnell will press the issue. O'Donnell hangs in the air. Right hand, left side. Good. Andrew O'Donnell, 6 points. Dort College leads 30-24. Dort College by six. Nine unanswered by the defenders. Dakota State burns a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Boomsma with the basketball. Dort College trying to force it out of his hands. They do. Nathaniel Rowan with it. Now Bars. Bars back to Boomsma. Boomsma with it on the wing. Boomsma gives it up to Heiser. Heiser, layup good. Tanner Heiser with seven. And the Dort College defenders lead 30-26. Left side pass, it goes to Franken. Franken goes to Rindles. Rindles on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Nothing there. Sumner. Brian Sumner looking down low. Instead, they go to Franken. Franken, 12-footer. Short, no good. And now foul called on Nathan Rindles. And Rindles has just picked up his second on the rebound. No, they're not going to call it on Rindles. They're going to call it on Feenstra instead. That's number two on Feenstra. Well, if you're going to pick somebody to get the second between Rindles and Feenstra, you're going to probably take Feenstra simply because Dort College has more depth at post. Dort College up 30-26, so Dakota State had to call a timeout, down 30-24. They were able to stem the momentum, and now it's back to a three-point ball game after the made free throw by Meager. 5 points for Meager. And the second free throw is up and good as well. It's 30-28. 30-28 our score. Meager makes both free throws, and Dakota State on a 4-0 run. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken to Rindles. Rindles on the left wing. Lob pass down low. Harkness. Harkness back outside to O'Donnell. O'Donnell. Rindles. Rindles reverses Sumner. B-Sum three. Got it. Brian Sumner with five. Dort College leads 33 to 28. 3:05 remaining in the first half. Dakota State basketball, Barce. Barce goes high post to Kilgore. Kilgore back to Barce. Barce puts it up, floater in the lane, shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's cleared by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton into the front court with the basketball. Dalton goes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell hangs in the air, gets it to go, good. Dort College wanted the end one, they didn't get it. Dort College leads 35-28. 7-point advantage for the defenders, 2:35 remaining. Dort College up by 7, their biggest lead of the ballgame. Lob pass over the top, shot blocked by Harkness from behind on the shot attempt by Kilgore. Here comes the defenders. Beesom, three, bow, no good. Rebound taken down by Harkness. Harkness shovels for Franken. Franken, layup, good! Franken with a two-point bucket. Grant Harkness in the middle of that sequence. He blocked a shot. He got an offensive rebound. He got an assist. Sometimes it's the little things that make all the difference. 37-28, three-pointer answering, no good. Rebound taken down by Harkness. Harkness gets it away to Sumner. They give it up to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back to Franken. Franken putting it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Sumner back to Franken. Franken shovels it off. Harkness, good. Two-point basket. Grant Harkness, he's got four, and the defenders lead 39-28, and defenders starting to click a little bit. 1:25 left to go in the half, and Coach Ross Dalma says one more stop. Boomsma to Barce. Barce, Boomsma, Boomsma, layup, good. Boomsma fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Foul's going to go on Sumner. That's his first. Franken and Rindles check out of the ballgame. Sampson is back in along with Terpstra. .39-30 Dort College by 9. Nice run there by the defenders. They went on a 9-0 run to go from up 30-28 to up 39-28 before Boomsma answers with a free throw, and he got fouled. Now he gets his own offensive rebound back, and that'll drive you crazy. It kicked off the heel. Ball was down on the floor and now tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Brian Sumner. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 1:11 left to go till halftime. We pause to wipe some of the moisture up off of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Mismatch on the perimeter. Sampson guarding Boomsma now. Terpstra will switch off on him. Shot, no good. Well, deciding against it is Heiser. Heiser kicks it back out. Three on the way. Good. Answering was Nathan Round. Round with the three-point bucket. And Dakota State basically with a five-point possession. 39-33, Dort College goes from up 11 to up 6. With it on the right side is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Harkness. Harkness to Terpstra. Terpstra underneath Sampson. Sampson, hook shot, won't go. Rebound tapped and controlled by Dakota State, and Dakota State will hold for one. They can cut what was an 11-point lead down to 3 here with a 3-point bucket. Four if they make a two. Dort College with a stop can go into the locker room up 6. 17 seconds. Boomsma has it at the center jump circle. Dort College does not have a foul to give. Boomsma with it. 10. Now 9. 8. Boomsma guarded by O'Donnell. Drops it off. Shot in traffic. No good. Rebound O'Donnell. 2 seconds. 1. Desperation heave. In and out. No good from 50 feet. And the Dort College defenders go into the locker room up 39-33. A 6-point lead for the defenders at halftime. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We were tied at 2-4-6. Dakota State took as much as a 7-point lead at 15-8. Dort College battled back, took a lead briefly at 17-16 and again at 19-18. trailing 22-19. Dort College tied it at 24-24 with 6:58 left to go in the first half, and proceeded to go on a 9-0 run to go from down 24-21 to up 30-24. A Dakota State timeout resulted in a 4-0 run for Dakota State to trail 30-28. Dort College then went on a 9-0 run to go up 39-28. Dakota State scored the last 5 points of the first half, though, and go into the locker room down 6, 39-33. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College, 17 of 40 from the floor, 42.5%, 2 for 8 on threes, 25%, 3 for 5 on free throws, 60%. Dakota State, 12 of 31 from the floor, 38.7%, 2 for 10 on threes, 20%, 7 of 11 on free throws, 63.6%. Dort College out-rebounded Dakota State 27-20 in the first half of play. Turnovers, Dort College had 3, Dakota State had 6. Dort College is led by Nathan Rendles with 9 points. Coincidentally, he entered today's contest with 991 points. So he has now officially joined the 1,000-point club. Andrew O'Donnell with 8 points. 5 for Leighton Sampson, 4 for Dalton Frank, and 5 for Brian Sumner in the first half of play. Alec Hendrickson and Taylor Feenstra with 2 points apiece, and Grant Harkness had 4 points. Dakota State stopped by Tanner Heiser with 7 points. 6 each for Kyle Kilgore and Derek Meager. 5 for Brandon Boomsma, 4 for Ian Bars, 3 for Nathaniel Round, and 2 for Justin Fulkers. Dort College was led in rebounding by Leighton Sampson and Andrew O'Donnell with 5 rebounds each. Grant Harkness had 4. 3 rebounds each for Nathan Rendles, Dalton Franken, and Leighton Sampson. For Dakota State, Kyle Kilgore had 6 rebounds, 5 for Brendan Boomsma, 3 each for Justin Fulkers and Tanner Heiser. 2 assists for Rendles, 2 steals for O'Donnell. For Dakota State, 2 assists for Ian Bars, 1 steal for Tanner Heiser. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more for you at halftime right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Dort College.
Coming up the rest of the week, Dort College volleyball tomorrow evening as the Defenders take on Northwestern. Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball play. The Dort College Defenders and Northwestern meeting up for the final regular season contest for both teams. Both teams into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason. The Dort College Defenders with an opportunity to win the conference title outright tomorrow evening. A win by Northwestern throws it in all probability into a more than two-team tie just based on who some of the other contenders are playing tomorrow evening. You need some upsets for it to be less than a two-team tie. And if that also happens, Dort College, a win, they're the number one seed in the postseason tournament. A loss ends up getting them into the 2, 3, or 4 seeds in all likelihood. That is tomorrow evening, 7:30 start time for the varsity match. We take Thursday off. Friday, women's basketball as the Defenders host a classic. They'll host a pair of games beginning at 6 o'clock here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College will play the 8 o'clock contest against Northwest. That's a school out of Washington. Dort College men's basketball team on the road to Jamestown, North Dakota. And Dort College also scheduled to play Valley City State on Saturday in men's basketball, while the Dort College women will play again at 2 o'clock on Saturday in that classic. Dort College football on Saturday afternoon. You can hear it on KDCR, as the Defenders will take on the Hastings College Broncos in Hastings, Nebraska. And we'll have Dort College volleyball Saturday night as well. That'll be a 7:30 start time. Dort College hosting a Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half play right after this. York College with the basketball to open up the second half of play. Leighton Sampson spins into the lane. Layup is good by Leighton Sampson. Not really a hook shot, but he was able to get an explosive move to the hoop. York College trailing, or leading, 41-33. With it on the right side, Dakota State and Heiser. Heiser on the wing, goes over to Boomsma. Boomsma with the basketball. Boomsma back over to Bars. Bars guarded there by Franken. Comes back right side to Heiser. Heiser to Bars. Bars dumps it off underneath. Puts the short shot up. Does Kyle Kilgore. Kilgore with 8 points. And the North College defender lead is 6-41-35. Right side with it is Franken. Franken, Sumner. Sumner at the top of the key. Goes left side over to Rindles. Rindles dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson back outside. Franken. Franken, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dakota State. Coming up with it is Kyle Kilgore. Kilgore drives the lane, layup good. Kyle Kilgore with back-to-back buckets for Dakota State. It's 41-37, North College by four. Right side with it is Austin Biker. Biker goes top of the key, Franken. Franken left side, Rindles. Rindles spins his short shot off of the rim, good. Nathan Rindles with 11 points. York College leads 43-37. Rindles now with 1,002 points this season, or I should say in his career. 11 points this season, season opener for the defenders. Averaged 16 points per game last year. They drop it off down low. Ball's down on the floor, and Rindles is tripped up on the play. Back in my wrestling coverage days, that'd be a two-point takedown for Kyle Kilgore. As it is, it counts as a foul, and the defenders will have it back, leading by 6, 43-37. Rindles has the basketball. York College up 6. They've led by as many as 11. Rindles with it, goes high post to Franken. Franken puts it up, cut the hoop, and he's fouled. Dalton Franken with 6 points. He's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Earlier, he did not get the call on a reach-in. This time, he got the call as the Dakota State player was not set. That was Ian Bars. Bars gets called for the personal foul. And Franken makes the basket. Dalton Franken with a three-point play. And the North College defenders on defense now, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Let's guard here. 17:53 left to play. Dakota State will throw it in. This will be Ian Bars. Bars gets it in over the top. Coming away with it is Kilgore. Kilgore, the hot hand here in the second half so far. Got a mismatch on the perimeter. Biker guarding Boomsma. With it on the right side is Heiser. Heiser back outside Boomsma. Boomsma will launch the three and hit it. Brendan Boomsma with 8 points. And the North College lead is 46-40. The two teams trading three-point salvos. North College, an old-fashioned three-point play. Dakota State, a three-point bucket. Pass goes underneath to Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play. Who's it going to go against is my question. And it's going to go on Derek Meager. Meager whistled for his first personal. I beg your pardon, his second. Team foul number three. 17:21 left to go in regulation. North College by six. Inbounding is Rindles. Rindles throws over the top to Sumner. Sumner has it in the front court. Passes right side Rindles. Rindles gives it off to Sampson. Sampson lost it. Picked back up by Rindles. His shot no good. Now a foul called on Sampson. He's going to be called for a push on the rebound. Layton picks up his first personal foul. Foul number one on Sampson. He checks out. Feenstra checks in. Biker checks out. Harkness checks in. O'Donnell checks in as well for the defenders, and Brian Sumner. 46-40, our score. Boomsma with it on the right wing. Boomsma hit a long three moments ago. They go to Kilgore. Lob pass over the top, and it's thrown away for Meager. Meager thought he had Harkness pinned, but in front, holding him off, and the ball goes out of bounds over the top. It's Dort College basketball. Defender basketball, Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Harkness reverses left side, O'Donnell. Looking down low for Feenstra. Instead, they go to Franken. His jumper no good from 17. Rebound taken away by Kilgore. Kilgore, Boomsma. Boomsma's pass, tip, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Harkness. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dakota State basketball. Franken checks out of the ball game. Brendan Boomsma will check in for, or he will throw it in for Dakota State. Steal by Alec Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Feeds Feenstra. Feenstra leans in. Nothing there. Back O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three ball, missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Trojans with the basketball on the right side. Tanner Heiser. Heiser with it. Heiser backs it out, sets it up. 16:15 left to go in the ball game. This is Boomsma driving in, and Boomsma is fouled on the play. And I believe that's going to go on Harkness. Grant Harkness whistled for the personal. And for Harkness, that is foul number one. 46-40. Dort College by six. Dakota State, though, hanging around. Brendan Boomsma had a three to pull them within six. Now he's got two free throws coming as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is good for Boomsma. Checking out of the ballgame is Meager. Checking in is Folkers. Folkers with three first half fouls. Second free throw by Boomsma is good. So Boomsma now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 46-42, Dort College up by four. Dort College has led by as many as 13 tonight. It's now a four-point ball game. Rindles driving in, double team, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. Coming up with it is Kyle Kilgore. Kilgore to Boomsma. Boomsma on the left wing. Boomsma, hesitation, and the shot is blocked out of bounds by Feenstra. It'll be Dakota State basketball. So Dakota State inbounding the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to Heiser. Heiser on the right side to Boomsma. Boomsma guarded there by Rindles. Back to Heiser. Heiser to Boomsma. Boomsma to Barce. Barce guarded by O'Donnell. Left side, Boomsma. Boomsma, floater from 12, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Gets it ahead to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Nathan with the basketball on the right side. Goes to Henriksen. Henriksen is held on the play by Barce. So Ian Barce whistled for his second. Henriksen able to get his man up in the air, and at that point had the advantage offensively. Rindles checks out of the ballgame. Sumner checks in. So that means O'Donnell, I believe, will run point for the defenders. Harkness to throw it in. So Grant Harkness to trigger it. Harkness gets it into Feenstra. Feenstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell splits the defense. Over to Henriksen. Swish! Alec Henriksen with the three-point bucket. 7-point lead defenders, 49-42. Good to see Alec knock down his first field goal as a Dort College defender. And the Dort College defenders lead 49-42. Timeout on the floor, Dort College. Back to today's broadcast of Dort College basketball, made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center. Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Heiser, three, no. Rebound, though, taken down by Kilgore off of the glass. Good. Kilgore with a putback. He's got six of Dakota State's 11 second-half points, and the defender lead is back to five, 49-44. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner picks up his dribble. They give it to Feenstra at the high post. Feenstra in traffic. Off of the rim. Good. Taylor Feenstra with 4 points. Dort College leads 51-44. will have changes for Dort College on the next stoppage. Comes to Kilgore. Kilgore on the left wing. Kilgore gives it up to Hofer, and Hofer is fouled on the play by Harkness. So Grant picks up his second personal foul. Austin Biker back in, Leighton Sampson back in, Feenstra and Harkness check out. 51-44 our score. Dort College by seven. Pass comes in. This is Heiser. Heiser with it on the wing. Dort College, a mismatch on the perimeter. Biker guarding him. Goes over to Rowan. Rowan with the basketball. Rowan looking down low. And a basket is good for Kilgore. Kilgore with 14, 8 in the second half. And driving in is O'Donnell, and O'Donnell has it swatted away. Two Dakota State players collide. It'll be Dort College inbounding. 13:59 remaining here in the first in the ball game. Kilgore, 17 points against Mount Marty, 14 against the defenders, and Dort College gets a bucket on the inbounds play. So the Dort College defenders capitalize on the inbounds play. A three-point play opportunity coming for Dort College. This will be Austin Biker going to the free throw line. Free throw by Biker is good, and Biker has his first points as a Dort College player. And the defenders lead 54-46. Dakota State basketball. Down eight are the Trojans. They get it over to Hofer. Hofer, jumper in the lane. Good. Hofer with another two. There's a South Dakota basketball name for you. Every Dakota State team or Dakota Wesleyan team or Mount Marty team you play seems to have a Hofer on it. Henriksen loses it on the way up. It's taken away by Nathaniel Rowan. Rowan drives in, and he is fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on the defenders, and I believe it's going to go on Alec Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for the block. His third. ...54-48, Dort College by six. Dort College unable to shake Dakota State thus far. Pass over the top to Folkers. Folkers out front to Heiser. Heiser with the basketball, and now we've got a foul called on the perimeter. That's going to go on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for his second. Team foul number five on the defenders. Dakota State will inbound the basketball in front of the Dort College section. Kitty corner from me over in their offensive end opposite their bench. Pass goes left side to Hofer. Hofer with the basketball. Hofer gives it up. Folkers. Folkers shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Franken. Franken outlets to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan into the front court. Nathan drops it off for Sampson. Sampson gives it up left side. No, he gets it back, and Sampson bowls his way to the hoop. He's got nine. Coach Ross Dalma, a better door than window, so I couldn't see that play clearly other than Sampson finishing at the hoop. Driving in, kick out pass. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Biker. Biker gets it ahead to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles puts it up, and they're going to call a charge on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for his third personal. And the Dort College fans not happy with that one. Dort College leading eight. Could have been 10 with a made bucket. Instead, Rindles picks up his third, and he goes to the bench. Brian Sumner will come in. So Sumner checks into the ballgame for the defenders. With it out front is Boomsma. Boomsma angles off to the right. Dort College by eight. Pass comes to Meager. Meager to Bars. Bars, 15-footer. Pull up, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Back over to Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Now O'Donnell. O'Donnell draws double team. Comes to Biker.
Biker, kick out, Sumner, thought about the three, now penetrates, kick out, Biker. Biker, up from 12, good. 5 second half points for Austin Biker, and the Dort College defenders regain a 10-point lead, 58-48. 11:55 left to go in regulation. Barce with it, goes high post to Meager. Shot blocked by Sampson, but now foul called on the play against Leighton Sampson. So Sampson whistled for the personal. I'm going to watch it on replay. Oh, boy. Don't like to hang our men in stripes out to drive. Dort College not getting a break on that one, though. Boomsma will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. 58-48 our score. Boomsma had his shot swatted by Sampson, but they call a foul on the play, and Boomsma goes to the free throw line for a pair. That, my friend, is a momentum killer. 58-49 our score. Dort College by 9. Second free throw on the way for Boomsma. This one's up and good, so Boomsma makes them both. It's 58-50. Boomsma with 12. Dort College by 8. O'Donnell with it out front. They go to Biker. Biker at the high post. He's to be on the three-point line. Underneath it goes O'Donnell. O'Donnell should have got the end one. He didn't. Andrew O'Donnell, 10 points, and the defenders lead 60-50. 60-50 our score, 11:27 remaining. Left side pass, Boomsma. Boomsma with it. And we've got a travel called on Derek Meager. Meager whistled for steps. Dort College gets it back on a turnover. Somehow it all evens out in the end. So Meager whistled for the steps, and Dort College gets it back, an opportunity to build on a 10-point lead. With it is O'Donnell. Dort College goes high post, Biker. Biker looks for O'Donnell. O'Donnell thought about the three, drives instead, reverse layup, good. Andrew O'Donnell, 12 points, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 62-50. 11 minutes remaining in this one, and Dakota State calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, Dakota State. 11:03 remaining in regulation. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 60-50 our score. Dort College by a dozen. Dort College a nice little stretch to go from up 5 at 51-46. And they've outscored Dakota State 11-4 since. And it's a dozen-point advantage for the defenders at 62-50. Well, glad to see several are taking advantage of our web stream today. Hopefully you're enjoying it, 360 or so. Kyle Kilgore driving in. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Biker. Deflected over to Sumner. Here comes Dort College and look for the defenders to use some clock and get a little more deliberate with their sets. They get it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell double team, back over to Biker. Biker down to the baseline. Shot is up and good. He's feeling it. Austin Biker, 7 second half points, and the defenders lead 64-50. Dort College with a little momentum builder here in Austin, or a little confidence builder for Austin Biker. Poked away by Biker. Here's Boomsma. Boomsma goes left side to Adam Hofer. Hofer entry pass taken away by the defenders. Biker will hand it back over to Sumner. Sumner gives it off to O'Donnell. Dort College will run that three-man game on that side of the floor again. No, they come over to Henriksen. Now Sumner. Sumner on the left wing, 19 to shoot, midway through the second half. They give it off to Sampson. Sampson layup good, and Dort College clicking. Leighton Sampson with 11. Dort College leads 66-50. I don't know if this is the type of team that's going to have a 20-point score, but you're going to have a lot of guys that are going to score 7-12 the way it looks to me. And we've got a turnover on the other end. And Dakota State, Gary Garner trying to right the ship for Dakota State. Biker checks out of the contest. He had a good stretch here in the second half.
66-50 our score. Dort College up 16. In the driver's seat, Rindles with the basketball. Rindles on the right side. Rindles gives it up left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking for the entry pass to Sampson. Instead, they swing it right side. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles looking high post. Harkness. Harkness underneath Sampson. Layup good. The assist to Harkness. The bucket to Sampson. Well, I'm liking what I'm seeing from this group right now. Now, granted, you get the momentum rolling and it goes downhill and everything works for a while, but they've battled. Ball deflected out. Picked up by Dakota State in the backcourt. They say Dort College contacted it. Dakota State with a basketball. Barce. Barce comes back over to Rowan. Rowan driving the lane. Gives it off to Barce. Barce floater. Good. He's tough to stop. They've limited him to six, though. That surprises me. That ends a run of 10 in a row by the defenders. Dort College leading 68-52. Now Dort College, let's see if they continue to grind on him. Left side it goes O'Donnell. O'Donnell dumps it down low. Sampson. Sampson double team. Beesum three. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Boomsma. Boomsma at midcourt. Boomsma is going to drive in. Dumps it off and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State basketball, 8:27 remaining. Sampson will check out. Layton checks out with 13 points by my count. Dakota State to inbound the basketball. They get it into Boomsma. He lets fly and hits a three. Got to guard him. He's got 10 in the second half, 15 for the ball game. Dort College leads 68-55, and just like that, Dakota State has stopped some of the momentum Dort College had. Sumner with it. Sumner gives it up Harkness. Harkness, Feenstra. Feenstra fading away from 10, no good. Rebound cleared out by Kilgore. Kilgore with a basketball. Kilgore goes left side over to Boomsma. Boomsma, 17-footer, right side, good. Can't fall asleep. Dort College leads 68-57. Dakota State on a 7-point run after Dort College led by 18, 68-50. Need a good possession here. So amazing how quickly it can go from 18 to 11. Just three possessions. Here's Harkness. Harkness drives in, and we've got a foul called on Dakota State. 7:35 remaining. Dort College will have the basketball. Sumner checks out. Henriksen checks in. Throwing the ball in will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles to throw it in. Nathan looking, still looking, and gets it in over the top to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen goes over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball on the left side. Nathan with it, drives the lane, kick out. Harkness, Harkness into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, back over to Henriksen. 15 to shoot. Henriksen to Harkness. Harkness in traffic. His shot no good, but he initiated the contact. Got the foul call. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Kyle Kilgore is his third. 68-57, Dort College by 11. So free throws on the way for Harkness. Grant this evening with 4 points. Now five. Harkness listed 6'5 from Westminster, Colorado. 69-57, another free throw on the way for Harkness. This one on the way by Harkness is up, in and out, no good. 69-57. 69-57, Dakota State into the front court with a basketball. Heiser, Heiser to Boomsma, Boomsma back to Heiser, Heiser. They give it up. Shot no good. Rebound Folkers, no. Feenstra, no. And now a hold called on Taylor Feenstra. Bikerk and Sampson will check in. Harkness checks out, Feenstra checks out, and O'Donnell checks out. Franken will check in. 6:58 remaining. Dort College by a dozen. Free throws on the way for Derek Meager. Meager with 6 points. And he misses the one and one. So 1-1 missed by Meager. Dort College with the basketball. Henriksen driving in, and Henriksen is going to be called for a charge. With 6:50 remaining. So a 12-point ball game, and that's foul number 4 on Henriksen. 6:45 remaining. Dakota State basketball, right side. They lob it over the top for Folkers. Folkers off the bottom of the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Nathan into the front court. Rindles drops it inside Sampson. Sampson against Folkers. Basket by Sampson is good. Sampson with 15. Dort College leads 71-57. 6:20 remaining. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 71-57 our score. Dort College by 14, 6:21 remaining in regulation. Dort College trailed early in this one, got down by as many as 7. Neutralized momentum to tie it at 24 and took the lead at 39-33 at halftime. They had led by as many as 11 in the first half, settled for a 6-point halftime lead. Dakota State cut the lead down to 4 at 46-42. Dort College responded with a 3-point bucket, 49-42, and then pulled away from a 51-46 advantage to take a double-digit lead at 60-50. And have been in control since at 71-57 currently. 6:15 remaining. Pass goes outside to Boomsma. Boomsma over the basketball. Boomsma on the left side. Boomsma down to the baseline again, testing the waters, and Boomsma loses it out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 6:06 left to go in regulation. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Throwing the ball in will be Boomsma. I beg your pardon, is Meager. Now a 3. And Meager with the 3-point bucket. That was Heiser on the throw in. And the Dort College lead is back to 11 at 71-60. Still some work to do for the defenders. Right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles into the traffic. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Backed his way in, got the defensive player to commit, lays it off of the glass with the right hand, and the defenders have a Baker's Dozen lead at 73-60. 73-60, our score. Pass to Meager. Meager in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Austin Biker. Now Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles with it on the left wing. Nathan to Biker. Biker goes over to Franken. Franken underneath Sampson. Sampson off the glass, good. Leighton Sampson pounding away down low. Leighton Sampson now with 17, and the defenders lead 75-60. And the defenders up by 15 with 5 minutes remaining. Shot no good. Rebound tipped. It's down on the floor. Picked up off the deflection by Dalton Franken. Franken gives it up to Nathan Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Rindles, left side, Bikerk. Bikerk with the basketball. Bikerk, tough shot, tries to get it around the backboard. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. And Rindles guarding the ball now. They switch. Heiser is guarded by Bikerk. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Henriksen checks out of the ball game for the defenders, as does Franken. Well, Franken's going to stay in. Austin Biker will check out. ...75-60, Dort College by 15. 4:20 and counting. Ball game. Franken with it on the right side. Dalton passes left side. They get it underneath to Sampson. He fires it back out for Sumner. They run a two-man game. Sampson in traffic. Shot good. Leighton Sampson. 19 points, 14 in the second half. Defenders lead 77-60, and Dort College in danger of blowing this one wide open. 3:55 and counting, regulation. Pass goes right side, with it is Heiser. Heiser, off of the glass, good. Heiser with 9, his first of the second half, though, his first bucket of the second half. 77-62, 3:40 remaining. Dalton Franken with the basketball out front. Dalton passes right side over to Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken, jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound, Sumner. Sumner gives it back over to Franken. Franken, layup, good. Dalton with a two-point bucket. He's got 9. And the defenders lead 79-62. Credit Brian Sumner with keeping that ball alive and keeping the play alive. And Dakota State will use another timeout. Gary Garner is going to use every bullet he can. He's got 2 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Dort College in control, 79-62. Out front with the basketball is Tanner Heiser. Heiser with the basketball gives it off to Boomsma. Boomsma gets the return pass. Boomsma driving the free throw line, and he tries to dump it off. It's taken away by Sampson. Now loose basketball. Bars comes away with it. Ian Bars bringing the ball up for Dakota State. Bars guarded by Sumner. Bars will launch a 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. 2:40 and counting. Into the front court with the basketball is Nathan Rindles. Rindles comes right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Harkness. Harkness at the top of the key. Now Sumner. Sumner on the left elbow. Picks up his dribble. Goes underneath to Sampson. Sampson tries to feed it to the cutter, Rindles, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dakota State. Dort College will send 5 new players into the contest. Henriksen, Terpstra, Voss, J.D. Bohr, and Patrick Nabla on the floor for the defenders here with 2:15 remaining. Voss will throw it in. Danny gets it in to Terp. Terp, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Boomsma for Dakota State. Boomsma with it on the right side. Boomsma, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped. Henriksen saves it, gets it into J.D. Bohr, and J.D. hands it back over to Henriksen. Alec will bring it up for the defenders. Henriksen goes to Bohr. Bohr gives it off to Voss. Danny with the basketball on the right wing, back over to Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key. Comes back over to Bohr. Bohr to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen driving in, draws the contact. No call made. Rebound taken down by Voss. Voss puts it back up and has it pinned on the backboard. I thought it was last touched by Dakota State. They say it was last touched by Dort. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Jabril Powell checks into the contest. New player checking in is Jay Hulls for Dakota State as well. Checking out is Tanner Heiser. 1:32 remaining. Jabril Powell with the basketball. And Dakota State will check a new player into the contest. They use a timeout simply to stop play and get in. Substitute in. 1:21 remaining. 79-62 our score. Dakota State with it on the right side. Pass over the top, tipped by Patrick Nabla, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 1:14 left to go in regulation. North College will improve to 1-0 this season. They'll go on the road. A couple testy ones coming up. Facing Jamestown on Friday night. Valley City State on Saturday afternoon. Go into North Dakota. You better be prepared for difficult matchups. And would expect nothing less this weekend for the defender men. Reaching foul called on Danny Voss. And Jay Hulls will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Double bonus for Dakota State. Dakota State, 4 of 5 from the free throw line here in the second half. 11 of 16 by my count for the ball game. Free throw is up by Hulls off the heel, no good. Scored 2 points in the Dakota State win over Mount Marty. Defeated Mount Marty 105-63. Free throw is up. Free throw is good, so Hulls makes 1 of 2. And the defenders lead 79-63. Fatma in the ballgame for North College. Comes to Terpstra. Terpstra over to Voss. Voss with it on the left wing. Less than a minute to go. Now to Terpstra. Terpstra looking for Nabla. Terpstra will let fly with a three. It's too strong. No good. Rebound taken down by Voss. Danny with the basketball over to JD. JD gives it up. Back over to Voss. Voss in the corner. Reverses back over to Terpstra. And Terpstra is going to be called for a travel. Travel violation called on Terpstra. Our score, Dort College by 16. Jabril Powell brings it up. Shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Terpstra. Nabla was on the defense that time. Terpstra drives in, puts it up, and is blocked from behind. It'll be Dort College basketball. Voss, Nabla, Terpstra, Fatma, and Bohr on the floor for the defenders. Voss will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Well, this one all but over. 19 seconds left now. Pass comes back over to Voss. Danny Voss with it up front, guarded there by Adam Fiedler. 12 seconds. And the Dort College defenders will improve to 1-0 with a victory. Dakota State will fall to 1-1. Next up for the defenders, a road trip to North Dakota, taking on Jamestown and Valley City State. Let's take a break. You're listening to Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Final numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap look like this. Dort College, 35 of 73 shooting for 47.9%. That included 18 of 33 in the second half, 54.5%. Dakota State, 23 of 57 from the floor, 40.4%. Dakota State, 5 of 7 from the three-point line, 12 for 18 on free throws. For Dort College, 3 of 13 from the three-point line, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Dort College will want to see that increase as the year goes along. Dort College was led tonight by Nathan Rendles with 13 points. Let's back it up. Leighton Sampson had 19 points on 9 of 12 shooting from the floor. 13 for Nathan Rendles, 12 for Andrew O'Donnell, 5 by Grant Harkness, 4 for Taylor Feenstra, 5 for Brian Sumner, 7 for Austin Bikert, 5 for Alec Henriksen, and I believe that gets you your total of 79. The box score will be posted later on this evening on our website. Brendan Boomsma with 17 for Dakota State, 14 for Kyle Kilgore, 9 by Derek Meager, Tanner Heiser with 9, Ian Barsh with 6, 3 for Nathaniel Round, 2 for Adam Hofer, and 2 for Justin Fulkers for Dakota State's total of 63 points. Rebounds, Dort College was paced tonight by Leighton Sampson and Andrew O'Donnell with 6 rebounds each. 6 for Austin Biker, 5 for Dalton Frank, and 5 for Nathan Rendles, 4 for Grant Harkness, and 4 for Brian Sumner. Dort College had a 44-35
rebounding advantage. Dakota State was led by Kyle Kilgore's 13 rebounds. Assists, Stuart College was paced by Grant Harkness with two, Andrew O'Donnell with two, Dalton Franken with two, Nathan Rendles with two, and Brian Sumner with three. Austin Beikirk had two steals, as did Andrew O'Donnell for Dort College. Dakota State 1-1, Dort College 1-0. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma before we shut it down for the day. Coach, always wondering what's going to happen when you play for real. You have some scrimmages. You've got some things like that to prepare for the season. But once you start counting the wins and losses, things become a little bit different. And tonight, took your team just a little while to get going, but once they did some really nice things this evening.
Mike, I thought you're right about the uncertainty. Fact that we're playing seven freshmen and sophomores, you're not really sure what to expect and how they're going to handle things. You know, we have a great home court advantage in terms of the crowd support that we get, but we also have a number of freshmen who haven't played here either, and so that was something that they had to work through. And it's been a long time since Dalton had played a game. So really four guys that are trying to work themselves in to our top nine rotation there. I thought in the second half we really settled down well offensively, but I really was pleased with our defense. You know, for us to be the team that we hope to be, we just got to be better defensively than we were a year ago. And I don't think we simply gave it lip service. I think that that we did some good things. This is a very good Dakota State team. And we just did some good things, possession after possession, defensively tonight. And you know, you're going through the stats there. I felt we did a really nice job on the boards as well. So good team win. Really liked the energy. Really liked the balanced scoring. Really liked the fact that we did not let our defense be dictated by poor shooting in the first half. Those are some things I think that initially come to mind.
Ian Bars, pretty smooth ball player. You limit him to 3 of 9 shooting. Didn't give him many good looks, and he had 31. He played 31 minutes. You were able to account for him wherever he was on the floor tonight.
Well, and you know, that was what we felt was a critical matchup. You know, Dalton was going to guard him, did guard him, and you know, 2 years ago when Dalton was playing, he really didn't guard the other team's better player. You had Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindbergh, who were two very good guys for that. And so for him to make a leap as a player, he's going to have to guard a little bit differently than he did when he was a freshman 2 years ago. And so it was good to see that. It was good to see that we got a lot of deflections, a lot of tips. I thought we did some things where we shoved him out a little higher and wider defensively. And just, you know, overall pleased they shot 40% from the field tonight.
Offensively, second half, Leighton Sampson imposed his will, and your team did a pretty good job of isolating him and getting the ball where he could do some things.
Yeah, this is a critical year for him, and we're going to obviously have to ride him in the post some. He was just very demanding of the ball, which hopefully is something that we can expect more of, a step up in his game from a year ago, where he's just being a little bit more assertive. And I was also pleased with the fact that Austin Beikirk, who got in foul trouble in the first half and was really a non-factor, was able to get things right mentally, which I think is difficult for a freshman playing his first game, and really had some spurts in the second half for us.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact Nathan Rendles entered the ballgame with 991 career points. He gets 13 today. 1,000-point club, and I made the comment on Twitter moments ago, lots of spin moves go into 1,000 points for Nathan Rendles, and I thought he chose his spots pretty wisely tonight.
He did, Mike. I really pleased with the fact that he took what was given to him. You mentioned the spin move. You know, he's made a career on twisting and turning and getting in there and creating shots for himself. I like the fact that he only had one turnover tonight. He really played within himself. And we know that he's very good at playing fast. Sometimes turnovers will mount up a little bit with him trying to do too much, feeling the need to carry us. I just thought he was a real good leader tonight and played real steady for us.
Off to North Dakota this week, or this weekend.
Notice you're not coming along, Mike.
Pick up some back bacon for me, and you're going to be close enough to the border. If you want to take a road trip into Canada, you can see how things are up north in the Great White North. You're going to be challenged this weekend.
Grab a postcard for you up there. we are. You know, those are two teams that are very good on their home floor. Jamestown has an All-American guard returning who we'll see on Friday night. And then Valley City on Saturday is just a very physical defensive team. And, you know, we're taking a young team on the road, and that's different. But it's timely in that we got to do that. We got our home game out of the way. We know we can count on again, a great crowd. But now we got to figure out how to be a good team on the road, and this weekend lends that opportunity.
I'll let you go, Coach. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama, Dort College men's basketball coach, and that's going to do it for our doubleheader tonight. Dort College gets a split. Dort College women lose by a final score of 84-75 to Dakota State. Dort College men get a win over Dakota State tonight, 79-63. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.